Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
For years, the American people were spoon-fed the lie that President Trump was colluding with Russia. The lie was started by the Hillary Clinton campaign and perpetuated by the FBI. Former Attorney General Bill Barr on Fox News says this dirty trick tied Trump's hands in dealing with Russia, leading to what's happening today in Ukraine.
I think it started out as a political dirty trick, but it was propelled by the FBI jumping on it and spying on the Trump campaign. I think it tied Trump's hands to deal normally with Russia and try to negotiate some kind of structure or framework diplomatically that would avoid what we're seeing today.
The Chernobyl plant in Ukraine is disconnected from the grid due to damage inflicted by Russian occupying forces. This is now sparking new concerns of radioactive contamination if the cooling of spent nuclear fuel rods stops flowing because of the power outage. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
With gas prices going up, so does everything else. Your shoes to the materials on your roof uses fuel to get where it's at now. Katie Lewis reports.
The Democratic governors say the move is to alleviate pump prices exceeding $4 per gallon. The governors from Colorado, Michigan, Minnesota, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin pushed for the suspension in a letter Tuesday to congressional leaders. Governor Gretchen Whitmer from Michigan is up for re-election, but a spokesperson said she does not support temporarily freezing the state's 27.2 cents per gallon gas tax or the 6% sales tax on fuel.
January 6, prosecutors won a landmark ruling in the first case of the U.S. Capitol riot to go before a jury trial. Texas man Guy Reffitt was found guilty on 5 felony charges, including obstructing an official proceeding and bringing a gun onto the grounds of the U.S. Capitol. He faces 60 years in prison. It should be noted, Reffitt did not enter the Capitol building. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Russia continues its onslaught of Ukraine, President Zelensky pleads with the United Kingdom Parliament for help.
On day 5, the terror against us was going on against children, against cities, and constant shelling have been taking place around the country, including hospitals, and that didn't break us. And that gave us feeling of big truth. On day 6, the Russian rockets fell on Babin Yar, that is the place where the Nazis killed thousands of people during the Second World War. And 80 years after, the Russia hit at them for the second time.
It looks as if NFL star Aaron Rodgers is staying in Wisconsin. John Hunt reports.
If your NFL team is looking for a new quarterback, cross Aaron Rodgers' name off the list as he's planning to come back to the Green Bay Packers for an 18th season, a move that answers the big question that has dominated the NFL offseason discussion. NFL Network reported that the 38-year-old Rodgers had agreed to a 4-year, $200 million contract that includes $153 million in guaranteed money.
If you're one of those states that plays the game, daylight savings time goes into effect very early Sunday morning. USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's...
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. I hope you're having a great day. And it continues here, and we've got a real treat coming up. Michelle Medlock Adams, we're going to talk about her new book, Springtime for Your Spirit, huh? You ready for that? 90 Devotions of Hope, Joy, and New Beginnings. This latest book is from the New York Times bestseller. Promises to breathe new life into your walk with God. She's going to be talking about a 90-day devotional with entries for March, April, and May that will awaken your spirit through famous quotes, inspirational readings, meaningful prayers, and targeted scriptures. Michelle, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Wow, you know, this is a real treat. I mean, the inspiration, Springtime for Your Spirit. Tell us how this came about, Michelle.
So my co-author, Andy Clapp, he's a pastor, and we met through writing, actually, at a writer's conference. We always wanted to do a project together, but just hadn't found the right one. And honestly, we first started writing a devotional for Christmas. And we have sold that, but at the time, we thought we would do that one first, and then we just started in on the springtime theme, because we're going to do all the year, all the season. Mm-hmm. And this one really just grabbed our hearts, and we sold it to a publisher in New York, and I'm telling you, this has been such a great experience, writing with Andy. And then, you know, springtime's perfect for a devotional, because it's all about new beginnings and new growth, and it's just a perfect fit.
Yeah, and it takes us through the Lenten season as well, which is, you know, a time for introspection, isn't it? And maybe, you know, that's also part of the, you know, the spirit and the freshness of springtime, is that you may pause just for a minute and do some soul searching and get ready to get launched, right?
That is so true. I mean, it's like that with our plants. You know, I'm always the first one to jump the gun and put my flowers out too early. I live in the Midwest, so it can be spring one day and the next day it's winter again. You know, it's kind of how we live, right?
So, right, exactly.
Everything is just coming forth and budding out, and I see those little hostas coming up my yard. I get so excited. It really is all about new growth and new life, and that's really what I think we all need that after this kind of spiritual winter has come through with COVID and loss and grief and so many things.
Well, exactly. Michelle, I was talking with another guest about this, is that the last 2.5 years have been devastating. Not only have we lost a lot of people, you know, by COVID and other complications, we learned new words like COVID and comorbidities, and we saw, you know, suicide rates skyrocketing. I mean, our culture is in chaos right now.
It's so true, and you know, the only hope that we have is in Jesus, and I think that's the world's got lots of ideas and things to say, right? They have like, these are 5 steps to a better day and all this, and those are great and those are encouraging, but the only true hope we have is in Jesus. And one of the verses we based this book on was Isaiah 43:19, and the New Living Translation says, "For I'm about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland." And I think those of us who felt like we're in the dry wasteland, we are ready for those new rivers. And that is what this book is all about. It's about hope and encouragement and getting people just to open their eyes to see that God is still God. He's still on the throne. He still has good things for us. But we just got to get our hope out there again. I think a lot of us gave up hope during the season.
Yeah, and understandably, and this, you know, this word of encouragement comes from the God who knows the end from the beginning, right? I mean, he knows the final chapter of all our lives, and he knew us as he was assembling us in our mother's womb. I mean, that idea and that, you know, the understanding, limited as it may be, that I appreciate as I come across those words from God, just bring me to my knees, Michelle.
Same. And I don't think I could have survived this season. We actually lost our pastor to COVID, and he was also my brother-in-law. So it's a family member and also the leader of our church. And it was one of those times where, you know, you don't understand, and you're asking God why. But until you can stop asking why and start saying, Lord, I trust you in this. I don't always understand your ways, but I know that you're in control and that your ways are higher than our ways. And I know that we won't just survive this, but we will thrive through this if we can put our hope in you. And until we kind of can do that, I think as a society and as a body of believers, we won't, that new normal that they talk about, I don't want just a new normal, do you? I want to go past the new normal. And so I think that's what we're all just grasping for that. And that's truly, that was our heart in writing this book.
Right. Well, new normal is man's interpretation. Spiritually, those who know their God knows that he's a redeeming God. He's going to take all this pain and suffering that we've gone through and the craziness of what's happened in our culture, because what we're realizing as COVID has played out, you know, some people have come to me. First of all, one of the main questions they ask me is, Bill, do you think God's judging us? I said, the fact that you ask that question is profound. You know, think about it. I mean, what do you think, you know, on that? And if he is, I mean, if you believe that he is, or even if you think that that's a possibility, how does that change your perspective?
Yeah, and I think, of course, that's been the conversation, and everybody's looking for answers and hoping that somebody has them. And what we find out is really the only one who has the answers is our Almighty God. And truly, right. I honestly believe that because, we serve a good God, and I don't believe that this is how God would do this. It would be hard to serve a God who would send out this kind of a judgment upon us with a new covenant. I would have a hard time understanding that. But I do believe that he allows things to happen. And, you know, it says in the Word that he'll take those things that the devil meant for harm and turn it around for his glory and for our good. And that's what I'm believing in. All these things that were meant to destroy us will just make us stronger. And I do believe our days are short here. I believe that Jesus is returning soon. Mm-hmm. And I think that we have a job to do as believers. And if we're not living with hope and happiness and joy and people seeing us thrive in the middle of a pandemic and in the middle of loss and grief, if people watch, you know, they're looking for hope. So if we can be that witness, we can bring a lot more with us into the kingdom.
Well, God is a God of life, Michelle. And when you think about it, everything about his character, it is all about life. The way we were designed, it's about life. And that gives you, you know, which is a great title, you know, Springtime for Your Spirit. I mean, think about that. I mean, it's a renewing. It's life. And like you said, I agree with you. I love the way you put that, is that I don't want the new normal. I don't want the new normal that the word, you know, the world is offering. That's not it. Because God is a redeeming God. He's going to take all this, like you said, all that the evil meant for bad. Surprise, you know,
That's right.
Get ready. Here it is. You know, it's like, you know, because one of the things that I asked pastors that I spoke with, I go, you know, during COVID, for example, you know, all these different states were all concerned, you know, oh, the church has got to be closed down. They got to wear masks, all these restrictions or anything. I said, did you ever hear of one outbreak, some major spreading event coming from a church? And they all, you know, said at different times, different pastors, different parts of the country, you know, Bill, you're right, I never heard of one. I said, what does that say? I mean, that implies something significant, that God is in charge. This is his church that he instituted for his divine purposes, and he's protecting his church. And we are not to forsake the assembling of one another. Boy, if we ever needed it, it was now, no doubt about it. And your book, Springtime for Your Spirit, 90 Devotions of Hope, Joy, and New Beginnings, is such a blessing. And thank you so much, you know, for you and for Andy Clapp coming together to bring this gift to us. This is awesome. And it'll be linked on our website, by the way, as well, because we want to make sure we get the word out and get this message of hope and joy and new beginnings into the hands of our listeners as well, Michelle. Thank you so much. Is there a website that you want to direct them to?
You know, I think the best website for me is just my name, MichelleMedlockAdams.com.
Your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it. You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from WallofFire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. WallofFire.com. You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Moms, dads, grandparents, hey, you find yourself sometimes at a loss for, you know, when it comes to story time, reading to the kids, and you go, okay, gosh, I really, you know, I want something new, something fresh. Well, I'll tell you, I've got something right up your alley that you need to get your hands on. It's from the award-winning author, as sharing her latest book, Children's Bible Stories for Bedtime, to Grow in Faith and Love. It's a collection of children's first Bible stories to help parents and kids calmly end the day together. Can you imagine that? Does that sound good? Don't you want your kids to calmly end the day together in the comfort of God's presence and peace? Say goodnight, honey. Oh, that's so awesome. I love this. Julie Lavender is with us right now. She is the author, the award-winning author. And we're going to talk about her new book, as I say, Children's Bible Stories for Bedtime. Hey, Julie, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, this is so cool. I love this, you know. Anytime that we can read stories, you know, to our kids, and sometimes parents go, gosh, you know, I wish I had a good book, you know, to utilize. And this is tremendous. Thank you.
I had so much fun writing this book. Just for me to be able to pull out all my resources and study God's Word to decide which 52 stories I wanted to include, I had so much fun writing it that I really hope children and parents and grandparents are going to enjoy it as much as I did writing it.
Yeah, that was my instant deal. I go, for parents and grandparents, I mean, this is such a blessing. So how did you come about? What woke you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and said, hey, Julie, you got to write this?
Well, I was a homeschooling mom and a public school teacher before that, and I just always loved being able to share Bible stories with my own children. I love to watch their eyes light up when they recognize how big God's love is and how much God loves them, and, you know, they were just fascinated by some of these stories. Some of them are fun, some of them are funny. We would make some of them fun. Some of them are hard stories, but I love to watch them fall in love with God, just one treasured Bible story at a time.
Oh, so cool. Julie, as a public school teacher and then a homeschooling teacher, you went through quite a journey. And coming from a family of teachers myself, I got to tell you, a lot of my friends and family members who were teachers, they're aggrieved by public school education today. You know, not to get too political or dig deep, but, you know, you brought this in. And I want your experience and your advisement to parents, because look what's happened in the last 2 years, especially with all that's going on in the public school system right now. You've got, homeschooling exploding. I mean, it's up, you know, well over 1,000% growth, and it doesn't look like it's going to stop. So this period of time has been quite revealing and motivating for parents that are realizing, you know, kind of like, you know, with your children's Bible stories here, is that it's time for parents to take command of the education of our children again.
That's right. They're our children. Having been a former public school teacher, I definitely want parents to know that I was doing the very best I could with their children and loved on every one of them. But the bottom line is, these are our own children. We're going to work extra hard to do what's best for them. And I have many parents, friends who are in the homeschooling world, many who are in the public school world, many who are in the private school world. You know, I don't say one is I don't pick one as best. You have to do what's best for your family. But I think so many parents used to be afraid of homeschooling. We've learned recently, you can do this. You can do this. With God's help, you can do this. And my husband was former military, and that's how we fell into homeschooling, because we were moving so often. We had transition every 2 or 3 years. And I thought, this is the only consistent thing in their lives is for me to homeschool them. We fell in love with it. Mm. It was just a blessing to us. And, you know, I tell parents so many times, give yourself grace. If you don't get through every lesson at the end of that day, you've got another day. You can even throw Saturday in there if you need to. But homeschooling works for families. It truly does.
I'll tell you, in my experience, I was impressed with the network of people and resources that are available. Wow.
It's
like you said.
There's such a support group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there's a huge support group, online, in person. They're very encouraging and helpful.
So how did your kids do? Did you absolutely brain damage them and now they're totally worthless to the culture?
You know,
did homeschool?
I was so worried about that. My immediate family, they supported me, but there were times that I wondered, do they really think I can do this? I had friends. I was so anxious, so nervous. So when my first child went to college,
This is hysterical. This is a public school teacher saying to us that she was nervous homeschooling. I mean, this is a hoot. I love this. Go ahead.
Well, you know, it really was, and I don't feel like I felt that nervous about. Well, maybe I did by the time it came to testing at the end of each year, but I don't feel like I felt as nervous about those. I felt like I had impressed my family a little bit more. So my oldest went to college, and he came home, and I didn't do a lot of grades. I knew where they were. I knew what they were learning, but I didn't just officially give them grades. He came home from the first semester and he'd made all A's. He came home the next semester, he'd made all A's. And I'm like, I'm holding my shoulder a little bit better. And I'm like, I was a really good teacher. Well, you know how God can help us with some of those prideful issues. Yes. My daughter, 3 years later, when she started college, she is amazing, and she wound up graduating with top honors. However, it took her a lot longer to study and make those good grades. And I was like, okay, God, maybe it wasn't the teacher after all. Each child is individual, but I thank him often for blessing us so much. They did well. They're all very successful in my eyes, and I hope in God's eyes, adult children now, a school counselor, one works for a data company, a finance major, and one getting her master's in communications. They thrived with homeschooling, and they have done very well. I'm so proud of them. And they're walking with the Lord. That's the main point.
Well, congratulations, you know, to you, your husband, and even your family that, you know, eventually came around to see the light of day on this. And look what's happening, like I said, around the world. I mean, of course, because of the last 2 years, especially COVID, the lockdown, the restrictions, and, of course, the realization that these public schools were teaching things that, you know, really were outside of the concern for parents. I mean, you know, this critical race theory, other things that are so politically driven, have little to do with reading and writing and arithmetic, right?
Absolutely. And with the Word of God, you know, and we could get that in with our homeschooling. We had some amazing field trips. We were able to just enjoy, we got out in nature and enjoyed God's beautiful world out there. My husband's a biologist, so he would help us just to appreciate God's beautiful creations. And we were just able to teach at our own pace, and I could work towards each child's need. And if they struggled in one area, if it took them longer to study and learn something in one area, I could cater to that. I didn't have to lump them in a big group of kids. But at the same time, I do know I have a lot of teacher friends, and I know they are doing, so many of them are doing the very best they can with the circumstances they have right now. And I just pray for teachers every day. Amen. Even though my children have not even been involved in the school system, I pray for educators every single day because I know what they're dealing with. I know what they're up against.
Yeah, the challenge, I mean, it has become a lot more complex. It's not going in and just saying, hey, look, I want to just, like you had, you know, you had the spirit of, you know, loving on these kids, wanting to educate them, wanting them to learn. And, you know, there's different landmines to navigate in the public school system than there was when you were a public school teacher, right?
Right, because that was my oldest is 32, and I became a stay-at-home mom when he was born. So I taught many years ago. So I'm not as familiar with the market, but I just know so many. I hear so many talk about that they feel like they do paperwork all day long. It's so hard to even teach on and love on the kids because they're just so busy doing the administrative work, and it's just getting more and more complicated for teachers.
Well, Julie, it's a condition of our culture.
That's right.
Exactly.
And ultimately, our children suffer.
Yeah, and it's everything. Even with our doctors, it's more about administrative work than it is about taking care of the patient. That's one of the biggest frustrations for my personal doctor that he shares with me constantly. And I you're exactly right. We have to continue to lift them up in prayer. You know, our educators, they have been given a grave responsibility. And we're thankful for these good teachers, and I hope that we can, you know, for the sake of future generations, get all these landmines out of the way to where people can do what they do best. Julie Lavender, you're a blessing. Thank you so much. Congratulations on your book, Children's Bible Stories for Bedtime. How can they be in touch with you? We've got 5 seconds.
JulieLavenderWrites.com is my website, and the book can be found at any good place.
To do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
For years, the American people were spoon-fed the lie that President Trump was colluding with Russia. The lie was started by the Hillary Clinton campaign and perpetuated by the FBI. Former Attorney General Bill Barr on Fox News says this dirty trick tied Trump's hands in dealing with Russia, leading to what's happening today in Ukraine.
I think it started out as a political dirty trick, but it was propelled by the FBI jumping on it and spying on the Trump campaign. I think it tied Trump's hands to deal normally with Russia and try to negotiate some kind of structure or framework diplomatically that would avoid what we're seeing today.
The Chernobyl plant in Ukraine is disconnected from the grid due to damage inflicted by Russian occupying forces. This is now sparking new concerns of radioactive contamination if the cooling of spent nuclear fuel rods stops flowing because of the power outage. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And we have Ty Schimmel joining us. He's the founder of Artsa. And we're going to be talking about the Holy Land Deliver. What a concept this is. It's a subscription box for Christians that follows the footsteps of Jesus and the Bible while supporting the people of Israel. Ty, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, great to be here. Thank you so much. How you doing?
Well, hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm excited to talk about your project here. How did Artsa come about?
Thank you. So Artsa came about in the first week of lockdown in 2020, when we were locked inside our houses and tourists weren't allowed to come over to Israel, and small businesses were really, really suffering. I think in the road underneath where I live, there was every single morning I would walk the street and there'd just be another business that was shut down because they relied so heavily on tourism. So yeah. I was trying to think of ways of how can we help support small businesses here in Israel. And at the same time, people can no longer travel here. So how can we try and connect people to Israel in immersive, educational, fun way that they can also share with family and friends and kind of do something together? And that's kind of how we came up with the idea of Artsa, which is a subscription box that takes you on a journey through the Holy Land, where we try and bring the stories and the characters and the people of the Bible and the land of Israel to life with every box that you receive.
This is so cool. I'm looking forward to it. Your people said that they had sent me a box. I'm here in Nashville right now from Florida. We drove up, and so I'm sure it's probably in transit somewhere. But as I was seeing the description here, it took me back. And I got to tell you, my heart has been yearning to get back to Israel. It's been several years since I've been there. In fact, when I was there, I wanted to go see Bethlehem. But as you know, there's certain parts of the country that are closed off, and at that time, unfortunately, you had a lot of disruption going on, and they wouldn't allow us to go to Bethlehem. But we did get a chance to see much of the country, which was such a blessing. And whenever I get anything from Israel, it just immediately, you know, takes me back, and again, my heart says I need to get back there.
Yeah, well, firstly, I'm happy that you've been yourself, and anyone who's been there themselves, they know how that trip impacts their life. Like, it's not just traveling to any other country and just taking a vacation there. When you come on a trip to Israel, there's something different about it. There's something that really kind of impacts you on a very deep and personal level, and so many people will never actually be able to travel here. So how can we try and replicate that and try and provide that to your home in America and just try and still give you that whole, you know, very powerful moment of actually experiencing the land, you know, because you spend your life kind of reading the stories of the Bible and the people and the places, but you don't get to see them, you don't get to experience them and, you know, taste the flavors there and kind of learn about the history and bring it to life. And that's what we're trying to do, to try and really, like, bring those stories to life and make the whole Bible that much more real and that much more closer to you.
Well, and I will say, you know, people told me before I went and said, Bill, the Bible is going to come alive, and you are going to read the Bible differently as a result of this journey. And the Holy Land delivered, you know, helps contribute to that as well. And I especially appreciate that you've completed the circle here. Not only are we blessed, but we get a chance to bless, you know, the businesses there in Israel who, you know, are welcoming our support, and they're grateful for it. And, you know, as God has designed it this way, you know, with the Abrahamic blessing, is I'm going to bless those that bless you, curse those that curse you. And that God has called us to take the blessing that he has given us and to pay it forward. And this is a great way to do it.
Yeah, to kind of be able to provide that connection to people so that they can actually really support the small businesses here in Israel has really been a blessing for us. But, you know, to date, we've supported up to 58 businesses, and with the Artsa family and, you know, with people who've subscribed to Artsa, we've raised $1.6 million for small businesses here in Israel, which has been mind-blowing. Like, when we work with these artisans and small businesses, I can't tell you how many of them have literally cried on the phone to us, being like, you saved the business, or you've given us a lifeline for another 6 months, or we no longer have to let go our employees. You can now keep them working with us for another 5 months or so. So, I just feel incredibly grateful to be able to do that, and also to watch people receive the gifts and the boxes. And then, you know, they often send us videos and photos of them opening it, and to kind of watch that reaction on the other end. You know, it's so beautiful to watch. It's really incredible.
Well, capture our imagination. Break open a box, a subscription box, and tell us what's inside.
Yeah, sure. So the way we work is every 3 months you're going to receive a box from a different city or a different region in Israel, and then within that box you'll receive 8 to 9 gifts from small businesses and charities within that specific city. So take, for example, Jerusalem. You know, we have our Jerusalem box, which kind of tries to capture the essence and the feeling of what it is to travel through Israel. So, to travel through Jerusalem. So, there'll be food items, because, you know, the food, something which you also want to experience as well. There'll always be spices and something to see, so they can actually kind of learn about the cuisine and cook the different foods, which are so different to what you typically have here in America. So, you kind of really want to be able to experience that. But then you'll also have art and ceramics. There's a lot of written content which you write about the scripture, which is related and relevant to Jerusalem. There's stories of every artisan that creates each product. So you're not just receiving their products and their gifts, but you're really connecting to them. You're learning about who they are, why they live in Israel, why they created whatever it is that they created for you in the box that you receive. There's something always for kids inside, because we want it to be something you can share with the family. So there's usually these really cool, really fun, and original educational games about Israel, which you can share with the family. There's always something beautiful for the body, we call it. So whether it's going to be scented candles or these handmade soaps, you know, these bath soaps from the Dead Sea, we always want to do something like that inside as well. So it's this real kind of immersive experience of, if I was traveling to Jerusalem, what would I experience, feel, taste, and smell? Let's try and take all of that, put it in a box, and then send it to you.
This is like Hanukkah Christmas. I mean, every 3 months. Why not? I love it.
Christmas every 3 months. That's what we like to say. Yeah.
Is that what you say that? Okay, because I had to include Hanukkah in there, you know, because after all, it's coming from the Holy Land. But with all due respect, so that's good. I love this, and I love the idea that you thought about the whole family, have the kids involved. Oh my goodness, I could just see my grandkids would be in the middle of that box in 2 seconds.
Yeah,
they would just dive right in. Yeah, exactly. Oh, they would.
Yeah, it's fun. It's something that the grandparents and the parents and the kids can all sit around together, and there'll be something in it which each one of them would enjoy, which I think is something really beautiful and really important as well, like something which can be done together as a group.
So how do we sign up, Atai?
Sure. So you can go to our website, which is www.artsabox.com. That's artzabox.com. And you can just subscribe there. We have two different subscription packages. You know, one has some extra items inside. And we have a 20% discount offering at the moment. If you, at checkout, you can put in the code FAITH20, so FAITH20, and then you'll get a 20% discount on any subscription which you sign up to. And you will receive your box within 7 days or so. So that's how you sign up. And we've sent out 49,000 boxes so far, and it's been amazing to be able to do that. And we're just hoping to grow and hoping to connect with more people.
Well, and I like your description. You say arts is a quarterly subscription experience that follows in the path that Jesus once walked through the Holy Land, designed to provide education, delight, and nourishment for the minds, body, and soul. Each quarter, you'll receive a location, locally sourced goods that represent the best of modern and ancient Israel. And through our relationship with through your relationship with artisans, they're promoting awareness and provide assistance to the people of Israel as well. I mean, this is, you know, the circle of life. I mean, this is a blessing to be a blessing, and we just keep it going all year long. And you look forward to every quarter getting your gift box from Arts and from these different artisans. This is absolutely terrific, Atai. Congratulations to you and the team for bringing this to us. I'm glad that we could promote it here on our national radio show, which goes around America, but also throughout the world. We have a great international following as well. Atai Schimmel has been our guest. God bless.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business, and we decide how much money to lend you, good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker,
we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Eric Eichinger is with us. His brand new book, Lord of Legends, Jesus' Redemption Quest. Eric, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, your first book was inspired by the true World War II story of service and sacrifice of his running and ministry inspiration, Eric Liddle, the Olympic gold medalist, right?
Yeah, Eric Liddle, from Chariots of Fire. He was a huge touchstone for me as a kid, watching that movie growing up. And so the final race, my book with Tyndale House, it kind of picks up where Chariots of Fire ended, with his missionary life in China, and World War II starts in, and there's a love story as he meets his wife-to-be, and all the excitement and adventure that takes place there as a missionary.
So Lord of Legends, how did this come about?
So Lord of Legends, I love the comic books growing up, and studying the heroes and the superheroes, and of course that gives into movies and films and television, and always being a Christian as a young boy, it was exciting with the redemption process and this glorious story of Jesus. And as I got older and started to read more at theology and unpack things, I started to recognize all of these heroes or superheroes, or many of them, are really just kind of dim reflections of the true saving, redeeming hero work that Jesus does when he saves the world from its sin.
Well, Eric, I think some people would be surprised that here you were. I mean, you were an elite athlete in your college years, right?
Yeah, I walked on to the track team at Michigan State University, and I ran all years I was in college there until graduation, and I eventually earned a scholarship and competed and scored points in the Big Ten Championships.
Wow, how cool is that? So here you are as an elite athlete and now an author, and you're talking stories about Jesus.
Yeah, I'm a full-time pastor. I've been a pastor for 15 years and pushing, and it's just a joy to be able to share the love of Christ and his glory story. And so so I look at books as just kind of a different type of pulpit. If I'm preaching in the pulpit or if I'm being able to share the good news in creative ways through books and stories to touch people's hearts with Christ.
Well, with your background in running, I'm sure that's part of what attracted you to the story of Eric Little.
Yeah, they always say to write what you know. And so having my running background and competing at a high level, didn't quite get to the Olympics like Eric Little did, but I got to compete against a number of Olympians. And then being a missionary in China, and I actually met my wife. She was also a missionary in China there. And then going to seminary and becoming a pastor. So Eric Little did all of those things, and I kind of stood back one day and looked around, and I said, my life really kind of mirrors him or is a little parallel, and so write what you know. And it was fun being able to put all that into that. And I had a theater background as well, so being able to tell that story in a visual way was very satisfying.
When did you realize, you mentioned this, that, your love for comics and books, but when did you realize that the heroes in comics, books, and films pointed to Jesus?
Yeah, that was probably later on, I think, through the seminary years, where you're hanging around watching movies and talking theology late nights with the guys, and it just the superheroes with Superman and the secret identity. And so Superman's one of the best ones to do that with, where he's from a different planet, from Krypton, and he's got all these superpowers. But then he, to everyone else, appears to be just the normal, average Clark Kent. And so some people recognize Jesus as just this human guy walking around, when he was in our midst. But then he's also completely divine with all of these supernatural powers in the natural world that we see. So being able to draw on that, and then you start seeing other things in Star Wars early on with the dark side and the light side and all of that. And so the good versus evil, and it just really started to make sense when people are drawing from these ancient stories. And the hero's journey is really this wonderful pattern of events that every hero will go on. And I recognized studying that, the whole Joseph Campbell type of hero's journey, that it's really Christ's glory story, coming and saving and then returning. So.
Well, unlike Superman, Jesus didn't need a phone booth, did he?
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. So he would just transfiguration. It's Sunday. We just had that, and I often say, what happens at Transfiguration Sunday, or at the Transfiguration? And so Clark Kent goes up to the top of the mountain, reveals the S, and then conceals it again.
Yes.
So he's revealing to the disciples who he is and his identity as God, and they get it. But then it's like, but keep this until after the resurrection. We're going to talk about this more. So. Just things like that. It's fun to make those connections and parallels.
Yeah, it is amazing because it makes you wonder, the original writers of these superhero books, if they couldn't help but be inspired by Jesus himself, whether they wanted to admit it or not.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, the Superman, the artist and writer originally, they had a Jewish background and whatever level of genuine seriousness they had towards their faith, they had a concept of the Messiah to come. And so this concept of the chosen one day someone will arrive and save the world. And so where does all of this come from? It's just fun to be able to connect the dots for people sometimes that don't always recognize it.
Well, Eric, as a pastor and a father of three, as you're writing and ministry, I got to imagine it can't help but be influenced by the responsibility of those two mantles.
Yeah, I definitely think when you're a pastor, when you're a single guy in the seminary, and then I got married in the seminary, but becoming a husband and becoming a father it expands the whole way that you understand the scriptures and you look at it. It touches you differently. You know, the word is alive, as you know, and so when you read it, it hits you differently when you're a single guy as opposed to a married, as opposed to a father and such. And so you become a better preacher being able to understand and see things in a deeper, more profound level, the more mantles that you hold or hats that you have to wear. So definitely, yeah.
Well, it definitely completes the, if we might say, the circle of life, to use another analogy, right?
I would probably frame it more as Christ gives us both of those mantles with understanding our parent, with God is our Father. So understanding that connection, but then also Christ is the bridegroom and the church is the bride. And so God helps us understand our relationship with him better when we are in that marriage relationship and when we are in that parenting relationship. And so being a preacher, then we can make those connections and preach it or write about it and live it in our relationships.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, because as children, we grow up and we have one perspective. And maybe we even, you know, quietly are resistant or rebellious against the ideas that our parents share with us until we get to that point. We become parents and then we say, oh, my goodness, I have become my father.
Yeah, it's fun to see that in my own life, and my kids start mimicking me, and they do it out of jokes. But then one day,
yes.
And that's the whole, you know, raise the child in the way where they should go, and when they grow up, they will not depart from it.
Well, that's when you realize there really is a God, because when they start to realize, you just sit there, you kind of smile and go, okay, one day, you know, you'll realize. And when that day comes, you go, oh, thank you, Lord.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So, yeah, so it's fun. And I see a lot of parents that, you know, their kids, they go a different direction and it saddens them. And I see when I engage with my own parents and the joy that they have in their eyes when I follow a similar path that they did. Not always, not every single path, but I see that fire light in their eyes when they're excited and that proud joy. And so,
exactly.
Yeah, and we all start to observe that in our own kids, grandkids, ideally.
Well, it's scriptural, isn't it, Eric? I mean, the Bible says that, you know, parents rejoice when their children, I'm using a loose translation here, but the essence is that when their children choose rightly, they honor their father and mother, do they not?
Yeah, I mean, honor thy father and mother, and then that's the one commandment that has a blessing attached to it. And if you do that, you know, it's going to go well with you. And so there's a real blessing, and it's the positive reinforcement. You know, there's a positively charging circle as opposed to the negative charging. You know, the alcoholic parent is, you know, if that gets, you know, a child out of wedlock, chances are that might repeat itself and that pattern. But, you know, when you're going to church and raising them and sharing the word of Christ with them and the values of that, you know, often, more often than not, that positively charging circle is going to repeat itself. And
exactly.
So you reap what you sow.
Without a doubt. Pastor and author Eric Eichinger is with us in his book, Lord of Legends, Jesus' Redemption Quest, which will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. One final question here for you, Eric, is what makes the story of Jesus so epic, and how do we as Christians do his story and his heroism justice in a world often not attuned to the things of heaven?
That's a great question, Bill. I would say every movie story that we, if you finish a really good book or a really good television series or a movie and you love these characters so much and you want to almost enter that world or be a part of that or you want the sequel, you want it to keep going on because you enjoy it so much.
Yeah, without a doubt. Eric, you're a blessing. Thank you so much. Congratulations on the book, Lord of Legends, Jesus' Redemption Quest, Eric Eichinger. Thank you, Eric. Take care. God bless.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com. Are you a